ho, ho, ho! Season's greetings!
Yo, yo, yo! It's Uncle Skeeter, and it's time for a Cheese Please Christmas. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, hi, how you doing? It's another episode of Cheese Please, another Cheese Please Christmas, part number 3, here with your host, Snarf Dude.
And Daffodil.
And this time around, we're on location in the mall, where it's all at the mall this holiday season.
It's actually pretty quiet, all things considered, in this mall.
What do you mean? Sounds kind of busy. I'm focused on the controls. I can't really see much, but...
We have enough room to move. It's not wall-to-wall people in the mall right now.
Oh, well, that's true. And we're kind of busy selling stuff, actually.
Yes! I was so excited when they asked if we would help out by selling tickets on this gift tree.
Gift tree?
Yes. It's this little artificial tree, and instead of ornaments, it's covered in gift cards.
Oh, that's always good. Can we win, Daffodil?
No, because we're selling tickets. We can't afford to buy tickets anyway.
We're getting paid to do this, right? We need money to buy Christmas gifts.
No, we're not getting paid to do this.
Why? Well, how are we going to get Christmas gifts for next week's show to give to each other?
I'll think of something else, but this was important. This money's all going to charity to help with the animals at the shelter.
Oh, well, okay. I'll worry about the formalities later. Anyway, on the show this week, we got some fun stuff. We got a frog, a chick that's pregnant, Mel Blanc, Dawes Butler, the Holly Tunes, and some other fun stuff. But we're starting off with Frank Evans and Santa's Helpers with Night Before a Hip Christmas coming up shortly. But we're starting off with a guy who's known for Jingle Bell Rock, also did some other Christmas songs, Captain Santa Claus and his Reindeer Space Patrol. Okay, right here on...
It's a Cheese Please Christmas!
The word had spread from town to town that Santa's sled had broken down and there would be no toys this Christmas day. When suddenly a cry was heard, up in the sky, is that a bird? And all the children shouted, hip hooray!
Hip hooray!
Hooray for Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol. His sleigh broke down one Christmas Eve as he started from the pole. He said, those children's hearts will break if I don't make this trip. But Santa's helpers saved the day when they built a rocket ship. Then with his reindeer space cadets, he took off through the air. And not one chimney did they miss, every stocking got its share. Now children dance with glee around the tree each time they're told the tale of Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol.
Hooray for Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol. His sleigh broke down one Christmas Eve as he started from the pole.
He said those children's hearts will break if I don't make this trip. But Santa's helpers saved the day when they built a rocket ship. Then with his reindeer space cadets, he took off through the air. And not one chimney did they miss, every stocking got its share. Now children dance with glee around the tree each time they're told the tale of Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol.
Uncle Skeeter here, and I hope you're enjoying a Cheese Please Christmas.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hipster was swinging, and that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in the stocking routine in hopes that the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids had all had it, so they hit the sacks, and me and the bride had begun to relax. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a square short that was making fat tracks, being pulled by eight dogs who were wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. I couldn't help digging the scene on the roof as they stood there just waiting for Chubby to goof. They stood by the chimney in bunches and clusters till Chubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. His threads were the squarest, and I had to chuckle. In front, not in back, was the Ivy League buckle. The mop on his chin hit his button-down collar, and with that red nose, man, he looked like a baller. Like he was the squarest, the most absolute. But face it, who cares when he left all that loot? He laid the jazz on me and fled from the gig, wailing, "Have a cool yule, and man, later, like, dig."
Cheese Please, with Frank Evans and Santa's helpers. Did they have hipsters back then, Daffodil? I can't believe that.
They've always had some form of hipster. They may not have always called them hipsters, but hipsters have been around for a long time.
Wow, I didn't realize that. It was cool to be a hipster back in the 50s. And Night Before a Hip Christmas. And then before that, we had Bobby Helms and his toilet flushing half the time. Didn't that sound like a toilet flushing when the spaceship went gone? Go,
it just was. I just thought it sounded whooshy. Exactly.
Okay.
Just give us a couple of minutes and then we'll sell you some tickets. Just hang on.
My name is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to A Cheese Please Christmas, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And we're here in the mall trying to give away tickets.
No, sell tickets.
Oh,
Stop saying we're giving them away. That's why there's this big crowd of people, because they think you're going to give them tickets to win the basket.
I didn't say that we're giving away before now. So, I mean, ultimately, they probably think they can buy tickets on this beautiful Christmas tree filled with gift cards.
Yes, every store in the mall gave a gift card, and they're from values from $10 to $25.
And
of the money when we sell the tickets, they're $2 each or three for five.
No.
$2 each or three for five.
Okay.
And all the money is going to the animal shelter.
Yes, and you heard what she said, right? You know what's going on, right?
Yep. Okay. We'll be with you in a sec. Anyway, okay. What are we doing now?
We're playing more music. We've got Mel Blanc coming up with I Can't Wait Till Christmas Day. I Can't Wait Till Christmas Day. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Spelled, anyway.
Yeah. And before that, starting off the set, we have Jim Backus and Dawes Butler. Hey, Thurston Howell III from Gilligan's Island, also known as Mr. Magoo, and Dawes Butler, Yogi Bear fame. I Was a Teenage Reindeer. Right here on
your Christmassy dose of Cheese Please.
Ho, 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 ho. Oh, this is going to be the merriest Christmas for old Santa. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Cool it, Dad. Cool it. That is from Cobbsville.
Huh? Oh, who are you?
I'm the Teenage Reindeer, Dad. And I'm going to help you dole the loot this semester. I'm going to latch onto your wheels for this gig.
Oh, wait a minute, son. What about my steady reindeer? Dasher, Prancer, Dixon, Bixley, Cromit, Cooper, and Switzer.
Man, you've really been away. Don't you know they quit and formed an advertising agency? See, they was too old to cut that around the world in 80 minutes bit.
Well, I've still got room.
Not that red-nosed cat. He's loaded enough now without taking on yours.
You mean You're planning to pull my sled all by yourself?
Why not, Dad? I honed the heads. I ground the cams, stuck on dual glass packs, raked the chassis, chromed the mill, and painted the whole job with 30 coats of candy apple red. Like, we really gonna be tooling it, man.
Whatever you say, young fella. However, here's the pile of presents for all the little folk out there in Yuletide Land.
Yuletide Land? Gee, who writes your dialogue, Dad? Little Orphan Annie?
Let's see now. Bugles and xylophones for your little boys. And dollies and skates are for your little girls.
Oh, no. Lose the xylophones and bugles and skates.
Yeah?
The young cats want bongos to play. And, little chicks, you know, they got eyes for hot biscuits made by Cookie and Elvis.
Hot biscuits? Cookie and Elvis? What are they? The Jolly Bakers?
Oh, Chris, you really cringle.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think I'm beginning to jive your drift. I'm ready now to hip the bit. Bug the whale. Cool a dig. Blast the scene. Yeah, bring something round, and we'll have a ball. We're going to be the most substantial. Am I with it, laddie-o?
Yeah, man. You're with it. Like Mary.
Like ho, ho, ho.
Needs presents when your radio has a Cheese Please Christmas.
I'm gonna do my shopping. I don't care what I pay. I gonna get some presents to give on Christmas Day. I got a great big piggy bank. It's full up to the top. I know there's lots of pennies. I got them from my pop. Oh, dingle bells, Christmas tree soon will be here. I can't wait till Christmas Day. I'm glad it's very near. Oh, dingle bells, Christmas tree soon will be here. I can't wait till Christmas Day, the best day of the year. I donna buy my sister a dolly in a bed. I donna buy my brother a pony in a thread. I donna buy my mommy a house and new fur coat. I donna buy my daddy some money cause he's broke. Oh, dingle bells, Christmas tree soon will be here. I can't wait till Christmas Day, the best day of the year. I can't forget my sweetie or Tommy down the street. Oh, gee, I just remembered Aunt Nell and Uncle Pete. I'll deck them all some presents and flowers I can see. I donna make them happy, as happy as can be. Now I will mind my mommy, I'll do just what she say. Be as good can be, at least till Christmas Day. Cause Santa Claus has presents for little girls and boys. And if I just behave myself, he'll leave me lots of toys. Now I'll hang up my stocking upon the chimney and get up bright and early to see the Christmas tree. We'll all be very happy, we'll all be very gay. Cause there's no other day compares with good old Christmas Day.
With Bill Blank sort of doing the chicken hawk voice, don't you think, Daffodil, from the...
Tweety Bird.
I think it's more like the chicken hawk, personally. But yeah, very close to Tweety, and I can't wait till Christmas Day.
Christmas
Day. Yeah, there we go. And we had Jim Backus and Dodge Butler starting off our cartoon set with I Was a Teenage Reindeer.
Interesting.
Yeah, man. The hipsters of the 50s, I think. Something like that. My name is Starved Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are bringing you Cheese Please live from the mall.
Oh, I tell you, I have a few weird looks at me right now.
Well, it's the headphones that we have to wear when we're doing this.
Is it the headphones?
Yes, we look weird.
Maybe we're like a local radio station remote dude, you know? Hi, how you doing? You're my listener, right?
Well, you're listening to us right now anyway. Enjoy it.
They're just shaking their heads saying, oh.
But okay. They're giving me money, so it's all good.
Well, that's good. I mean, you're doing the whole pet thing to sell tickets on this tree. And tell me, what I see some of the gift cards, but I don't know the stores. I mean, it's just pretty much generic. But what can you tell me something about the things?
This is a big mall. So
I know
there's a gift card here for the toy store.
I know there's
there's a gift card here for the drugstore.
I know it's a big mall.
There's a really nice gift card for the lingerie store.
Oh,
for the fancy underwear.
That's one of those secret stores, right?
Maybe.
just wondering, is that? Should we just say the heck with this volunteer thing so we can buy tickets?
No, gotta buy. The money's important. It's going to the shelter for the kitties and the puppies.
I know that, but you know, there's such great stuff here, and we live in a van year round. It would just be so cool to actually win something for a change.
Fine, I'll sell tickets. You don't sell tickets. You can buy a ticket.
Hey, that's an idea. Maybe would that work? Do we know if that'll work? Can we look into that?
We're not married.
I know that, but the thing is, you never know. I mean, my luck, you know, they'd say, no, you're working with her. You can't buy tickets. What?
Well, when we play the next couple of songs, we'll call the shelter and find out what they say.
Okay, fine. Anyway, we're starting off with this set. We have Tom Lehrer, or no, it's coming up shortly. I can't read. I'm so distracted with these gift cards.
Yeah, we're at the Lipo.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up later. That's coming up later. Nancy White, it's so chic to be pregnant for Christmas shortly. But we're starting off with Christmas in Frogville by Lipo the Frog. Right here on
Cheese Please Christmas.
I'll do anything, but let me sleep.
Anything. Okay, listen. We wait for Christmas all the year. For a while, we spread good cheer. We decorate a great big tree. Visit friends we never see. Well, now we do the things we feel. For frogs eat a Christmas meal. To charities we gladly give. Homeless find a place to live. Better count your trading stamps and see how much you made. Willie needs some razor blades, 'cause it's tiny shade. Your children need some clothes and toys. You haven't got a dime. Better see the finance boys, 'cause it's Christmas time. The bells now ring so loud and clear. Hatred seems to disappear. Stephen's greetings fill our town. Every frog has lost his frown. Been so very good so long. For 30 days I've done no wrong. But soon we'll have another year to save up all our Christmas gear. Better count your trading stamps and see how much you've saved. Willie needs some razor blades, 'cause it's time he shaved. Your children need some clothes and toys. You haven't got a dime. Better see the finance boys, 'cause it's Christmas time.
Hey, that's not bad for a frog.
Good night.
Sing me another song, Froggy. I like your Christmas song. Don't go away, Froggy.
Ho, ho, hold on to your traditional Christmas music fare. Enjoy the goofiness with the Cheese Please Christmas.
It's so chic to be pregnant at Christmas. I feel like the round yon virgin of yore. Cause though I have a warm bed to sleep in, there's no room for me when I go to the store, cause the aisles are so narrow and crowded. Christmas shopping has never been such a pain. Oops, here comes another Braxton Hicks contraction, and I'm knocking over knickknacks again. Oh, the sales clerks are so friendly this Christmas. One said,
"Oh God, lady, don't have it here."
Their discretion and manners go right out the door when I am my stomach up here. People like to put their hands on my fundus, and they want to know exactly when I'm due. I say, "Why do you care? Are you planning to be there? I could use an extra labor coach or two. I am such fun at a party, trying hard to get high on life, desperately avoiding the smokers, being introduced to someone's little wife."
Not so little wife.
"Now I enjoy being pregnant at Christmas, though my identity is draining away. And if I ever get asked my opinion again, I'll simply smile and continue to crochet. It's so biblical to be pregnant at Christmas, no matter what stories you believe. And I may suffer from Gravid's anilis, and heartburn and nausea and Charlie horses and overwhelming fatigue and frequent micturition and varicose veins and swollen ankles and shortness of breath and that tired, achy feeling in the groin. But I won't be alone on New Year's Eve." La 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 la.
There's a fun song for you, Nancy White, and "It's So Chic to Be Pregnant at Christmas."
I actually like that one. It's got a catchy little beat to it.
Oh, please, dear. Don't have it here. Please, please.
Anyway, I called them.
And before that, we had Lipo the Frog and Christmas in Frogville. He's got a frog in his foot, you could probably say.
Yes, he had a frog. I called them.
Oh, and?
I called the shelter. They said that we can each have one ticket
free. Really? So
to thank us for selling tickets, because we did such a great job.
Oh, who draws this? Can I draw this?
No, Santa does the draw.
Why not? I want to draw this. You know,
You have a ticket in the bucket. You don't get to do the draw.
Well, yeah, that way I could actually win something for a change.
Santa is going to do the draw.
Okay.
After.
Okay. Anyway, my name is Sarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are now at the end of another episode of Cheese Please Christmas. It's amazing how fast this month is just whizzing by.
I tell you. By the way, if you're near the mall, you're listening to us right now, come on down.
And buy tickets.
And buy tickets.
Food and medicine and operations for the sick animals.
There's only one problem, though. I just realized we can't tell them what wall we're at.
Nope, we can't.
So here's the thing.
In almost every mall.
Yes.
In almost every town, there's probably somebody doing fundraising for a shelter, so go support them.
Hey, there's a great idea.
Even though you can't buy tickets on this tree that we're selling tickets on, I'm sure there's some fundraising for a local shelter in your area that you could support.
Yes, and do that. Do that now. Now. Especially, just think you can support us by doing that. We're ending off the show this week, though, with Tom Lehrer and A Christmas Carol coming up shortly. But we're starting off with what, Daffodil?
The Holly Tones and Gridlock Christmas.
And until next week, where we wrap up the show back in the van to give gifts to ourselves.
To each other, not to ourselves.
Oh, yes. Until next week, folks.
Have fun and stay cheesy.
Christmas Eve at the office. Tying up loose ends for going home to my family, my hearth, and a few friends. Jumped on the freeway. Gee, what a mistake. I've sat here for hours. How long will this take?
Mama, when's Daddy gonna get home?
Having gridlock gathering round, it's cheery amber light. They're all stranded just like me. Oh, a place to be. Huddled on the freeway singing Silent Night. I'm having gridlock Christmas with people I don't even know. No friends and family can't be here. We'll have good old Christmas cheer and carols on the car radio. People opening car trunks filled with boxes. Presents bright and shiny from the mall. Exchanging gifts, exchanging names. You know it's kind of strange. We're having a dandy Christmas after all. Family can't be here. We'll have good old Christmas cheer and carols on the car radio.
That semi over there is filled with groceries.
That flatbed is loaded down with Christmas trees.
And our motorhome has an oven for the turkey.
Oh, boys, it looks like we've got everything.
You all know the words now, so next time it comes around, I want everybody to sing, okay?
Yes, I'm having gridlock Christmas.
That's very good.
With people I don't even know.
You over there in the Edsel, sing
so
out.
Friends and family can't be here. We'll have good old Christmas.
Oh, yes,
here.
I love it.
And carols on the car radio.
And carols on the car radio.
Serving up a little cheese with your turkey dinner. I like Limburger the best. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill a cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 360 of war. Relations, sparing no expense'll, send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Bark the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. So let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.